get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow the show. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And you can call in anytime. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. That microphone you hear moving around right there? Yes, that is Liv the Web Girl.
Wow.
We have found her. Hey. Hi, Liv.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on?
Not too much, you know.
So,
how are you guys?
Well, we're kind of relieved that we found you because everybody was searching for you yesterday. We were worried for you. We could not get a hold of you.
Yeah, are we getting an explanation or what today?
Right. Well, so I can explain. I'm sorry that I worried you guys. I felt really bad after like seeing later in the day, like all the kind of texts and calls and tweets and things like
and
that.
And Instagram DMs. There was so many.
Yeah.
So
all the
many
Instagram DMs. I feel really bad for making people feel really worried.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm back.
All right, well, I would like a little more detail than that. So let's say a little over an hour from now, I want to know exactly what happened that we were losing our mind trying to find you yesterday, okay? So
okay.
A little over an hour from now, I would like to get an update. I would like to pry deeper into this. But overall, listen, we are glad that you are okay and that you're doing well. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I had to put out some fires yesterday between my friend and her boyfriend, which I'm going to talk about coming up shortly.
Ooh, I love it. Drama, 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 drama.
We'll call it the flower fight.
The what?
The flower fight.
Okay, now.
It's not what you think. You're not going to be able to guess what this is about.
Like the flower?
No.
Oh, okay,
ew.
Okay. What do you mean, ew?
It's not a innuendo.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
It's about actual floral flowers,
okay.
The plant.
That's all I was asking.
Joe pointed downwards for those of you in your car listening.
Yeah, it wasn't a genie.
There we go, in a bottle, baby. All right, pork chop, you're not a fan of the flowers, so I hear so. How was your day yesterday?
My day was good. When I was driving in this morning, I saw a guy on the corner of the street.
Uh-huh.
And he was just standing there, I don't know, waiting for a bus or something.
Gosh.
And he had a coat on, and I was debating, should I give him a ride or should I give him my gloves? I didn't because I figured maybe you guys would be mad at me, but it's the thought that counts, so I hope he's okay.
Well,
go ahead, Liv.
Did you give him your gloves?
No, the light turned green, and I figured if he wasn't fully equipped, he wouldn't be outside, because it's abnormally cold right now here in Indianapolis.
Oh, so you couldn't tell if he had gloves on or not.
Right. I mean, I don't think he did. But
it's freezing. I mean, the whole country, 75% of it is experiencing incredible cold, dangerous temperatures. As you mentioned, in Indianapolis, where we broadcast out of on Radio Now 100.9, it is currently -1 degrees. That's just the temp, not with the wind chill. It's even kind of cool in Houston. It's 41 or 42 right now. But God, what I would do for 41.
Yeah,
I guess
right.
It's the thought, the nice thought that counts. I mean, you thought about doing something nice. You didn't. But
I know,
at least you thought about
saying.
It.
I don't think that considers the thought that counts.
Pork chop rolled down the window. He's like, oh, it's so hot in my car.
I don't think that you can use it's the thought
so
that
you're
counts
saying
during that.
You would have been okay if I gave this guy a ride?
Of
not
course.
A ride.
No.
I'm not a ride, but 1,000% give him your gloves. He can always layer up. Anytime I ever see a homeless person, anytime I see someone even waiting for the bus or whatever, and it's really cold, I always search around my car for any extra clothing that I have and sweatshirts. And I normally do because I basically live in my car.
All right. Yeah. Well, has that situation resolved itself, by the way, or is everything still in your car?
Most of it's still in my car.
Okay, so. Good. Good to see we're making some Marie Kondo tidying up progress on your vehicle. My day yesterday, oh my gosh, if it's not one dog, it's another. I got my two dogs, Benny and Paddington. I love them to death, even though they only care about their mom and not me. But when we first got him, our dog Paddington, we took him to the vet, spent thousands of dollars. He just had a lot of allergies. Now Benny, twice in 1 week, the guy has had to go to the vet because he keeps on having issues with his, like, his claws, like the nails and stuff, and they keep on splitting and breaking.
Ew, gross.
And he's going to be okay. Okay, but it's like, God, the poor guy's limping around, and there's not much they can do for it. They kind of glue it together, but that's it. But so my day yesterday was spent at the vet yesterday. That's always fun. So.
Yeah.
But it's cool. They all listen to the Joe and Alex show there, so that's really nice of them. I appreciate that. All right, we have a lot going on. Coming up next, Alex will tell us what's coming up in the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey has opened up about her mental health in a new interview with Glamour. She was hospitalized after a suicide attempt when she was only 17 and was given a bipolar diagnosis. And she says a lot of the factors that contributed to her illness at the time were a result of a lot of things happening at once, having a complete lack of direction about life. She says that having her diagnosis helped her realize that she did want to live. She said, thank God I learned it then, given what I've been experiencing the past couple of years. If I hadn't already had my meltdown, who knows what would have happened. She also discussed her perceived rivalry with Ariana Grande, saying her relationship with Ariana and others is nothing but supportive and something that helps them all to cope with the pressures of being females in the music industry. Doritos are introducing a Flamin' Hot remix to its original nacho cheese chip flavor. And in Doritos Super Bowl ad, Chance the Rapper is going to take a bite of the new Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos as the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way begins to play in the background. So this is one of the commercials you can look forward to this Sunday.
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pot roast, fingers on my hot chips, red-handed, come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks, probably the house, and I'ma need another outfit, flying in a maggot on a wall inside a cockpit, speaking of desire, man, you preach it to the choir, man, my tongue is going fly.
Okay, I think it's going to be more of a visual for me on this one to sell me.
I liked it.
Well, I'm not saying it was bad, but like, honestly, now I just want some Doritos.
Well, also, another commercial to look forward to, Charlie Sheen made a quick jab at his own expense in a Planters Peanuts first ever Super Bowl commercial. As the Planters Nutmobile comes barreling down a busy street, Charlie Sheen says, and people think I'm nuts. The 30-second ad follows Mr. Peanut on a wild ride through the city to save Alex Rodriguez from eating a bland snack.
And people think I'm nuts. Always there in crunch time.
By the way, you can actually expect fewer commercials for movies during the Super Bowl on Sunday. The major studios used to drop as many as 8 or 10 spots combined, but this year there could be as few as 3 or 4. Disney is expected to have the most ads and will showcase several of its upcoming movies throughout Super Bowl.
Do you feel, Alex, like commercials are not as good as they used to be, or is that just me becoming an old man? Like the Super Bowl commercials used to be awesome. Now they're like, that's it?
Not as good. Empire star Jussie Smollett was attacked early Tuesday morning in Chicago. Chicago PD are investigating what appears to be a possible hate crime. Jussie was out getting a Subway at 2 in the morning and got approached by two guys in ski masks who badly beat him up and put a rope around his neck and poured bleach on him. He was treated at the hospital for a fractured rib and was released early Tuesday. Chicago PD say in their original statement from Jussie, he could not see the color of their skin because they were like wrapped up for the cold weather, and he didn't specifically say anything about political affiliation of his attackers. So we'll probably be seeing more on this story as more details come out. And the Wendy Williams show is getting a temporary new host. Nick Cannon will take over the show on February 4th, 5th, and 6th. He's going to be continuing Wendy Williams' signature segment, Hot Topics. She's still recovering from her fractured shoulder and also is to be hospitalized as a result of symptoms from her Graves' disease. But her people say despite her strong desire to return, she's taking a necessary extended break from her show to focus on her personal and physical well-being. Rumor has it she's actually going through a divorce. She found out like her husband cheated on her, and her husband, I think, is her manager, like with the show. So
that can be awkward.
Yeah, it's a whole awkward.
So it's
like,
not necessarily
mess.
A health thing; it's more of a relationship.
That's what
thing.
The rumor is. Her, so the show is obviously saying like it's health reasons, but people are like, well, yeah, maybe a little bit, but like mostly she just found out her husband has been cheating on
that
her.
That sucks, but I mean, if you had to have one, I'd rather have it be for her the relationship compared to your health being in decline.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying like it's karma because she always dishes on other people's relationships and blasts them, and now she's getting it, and then she doesn't want to talk about it on her own show. So we'll
see.
That
is true. She likes to talk about everybody else.
Coming up in less than an hour, Maroon 5 just did something really special ahead of the Super Bowl.
Oh, Liv the Web girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Okay, we get it.
Liv, explain wine.
I honestly just don't know where to start. Like, do you know how many grapes I've eaten in my lifetime as a child trying to get drunk? I don't understand how it's grape juice, but then it gets wine. Like, is it when they put the grape juice in the glass bottle? Like, does the bottle make it get you drunk? Like, I don't understand what process where it turns from smashed grapes into getting you hammered. I've eaten way too many grapes to try to figure this out. And who can forget the original viral star, the grape lady?
That's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and there's so much going on within the next hour. First of all, can you please speak? Liv the Web Girl, please say hi to everybody.
Hello, I am alive, and I am well.
Okay, good. So we know this is real. Yes, Liv the Web Girl is okay. Yesterday, we were all freaking out, but we are going to have a full update in about 45 minutes. Liv's going to spill the beans because she hasn't told us anything yet. We'll find out where the heck she was and what happened coming up on the Joe and Alex Show. In about an hour from now, we're going to be getting you qualified for a flyaway to go to the Grammys in LA. It's going to be an awesome show. And just for getting qualified for that, we are going to get you hooked up with digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammys. Okay, I think I got my breath. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. All right, let's start out here in Houston. Three police officers remain in the hospital Tuesday night after being injured in Monday's shootout at a Southeast Houston home. A 33-year-old officer who was shot in the shoulder was discharged Monday, and a 50-year-old police veteran who was shot in the face was discharged Tuesday afternoon. The undercover narcotics officers were attempting to serve a search warrant just before 5 p.m. on Monday. Now, here's a little breakdown of what happened of the actual thing. Listen to this, because this part of this is crazy. The first officer in the home got hit, and then bullets started flying. The 54-year-old officer leading the operation stormed in and got hit too. Alex, this was his third time being shot during his 32 years on the job.
Oh my God.
That is insane. The men and women that serve in the blue, I'll tell you what, God bless you and your families. Now, all five of the injured narcotics officers were taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital, Texas Medical Center. At least two of them were transported by Life Flight Medical Helicopter. Four officers suffered gunshot wounds and another suffered a knee injury. Houston police have confirmed that the two suspects that were actually a couple died at the crime scene. So hopefully we keep on getting more good news about these officers recovering and being released. Our thoughts and our prayers with everybody involved with that one. And yeah, once again, thank you so much for all that you do for the community. Okay. It is cold, very cold. The polar vortex is bringing the coldest temperatures in two decades to the Midwest. 75% of the country is affected by this. The temperature in Indianapolis, Indiana, currently at -1 degrees. Not wind chill. That's what the temperature is, -1.
It's awful.
Daytime highs will likely not rise above zero in a large portion of the Midwest and may not rise out of the single digits in the Ohio Valley. The frigid temperatures will move east tomorrow with lows in single digits from Baltimore to Boston. So, yay, cold weather. It is nasty out there, so please be careful. Alex, hold on, I have to get serious for a second here. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing. You gotta listen along if you like chicken nuggets. Tyson Foods has recalled approximately 36,000 pounds of chicken nugs. Yeah, you better listen up because the product may contain rubber.
Ew.
Yeah, chicken's already rubbery, so how would you know, right? The affected products are panko chicken nuggets, which I don't think you would normally eat. They were produced on November 26, 2018. They're sold in 5-pound packages labeled Tyson White Meat Panko Chicken Nuggets.
What's
panko?
Panko.
P-A-N-K-O.
I don't know.
Isn't that like a seasoning?
Can somebody Google it? I don't know. Panko?
Pretty sure it's a
seasoning. That's a type of breadcrumb.
Yeah, they are. They have the best views by date of November 26, 2019. So if you got your nugs, I would check them maybe before your big Super Bowl party going down. Speaking of chicken, this sounds amazing. Anybody excited about what KFC's doing? They just started testing a new item called the Cheetos Sandwich, and this thing is insane.
Ew.
Fried chicken sandwich that uses full Cheetos as its topping.
No.
And it's got a special creamy cheese sauce made out of Cheetos.
Ew.
They're testing a handful of stores in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. Oh my God.
That sounds awful.
How do I get this in my mouth? That sounds so good.
Sounds good to you?
You guys don't like Cheetos?
No.
I do like Cheetos, but like as a breadcrumb, absolutely not. Like I've heard of people doing Cheez-Its as breadcrumbs. That I can get behind, but Cheetos, that's too far.
Actually, no. I like that better. I would like Cheetos as breadcrumbs. That sounds like a great idea.
And they're whole Cheetos. I mean, I guess like you could say they're breadcrumby, but it's like they're taking the Cheetos and putting on, like maybe you put a French fry in a burger, like a fry burger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, incredible.
I think that sounds great. I'm down
not
with that.
Not interested either. That sounds like someone was token up for 420.
Oh, no doubt about
submitted
it.
This idea.
I mean, all these ideas are done when they're high. I'm not disagreeing with you there, but still wonderful. And a final story today here, Live the Web Girl. Listen up. This is a way you could be making some money because other people are profiting. The Bronx Zoo in New York and a zoo in London are both offering a special Valentine's Day gift for someone. For a few bucks, you can name one of their cockroaches after your ex.
Aww.
This is so wonderful. Yeah, you can print out a certificate to make it official, too. It'll cost you $15 in New York, and it's a lot cheaper in London. It's only $2. But if you don't know, Liv the Web Girl has cockroaches in her apartment. Why don't you do this? Make some side money.
There you go.
I could actually do that, maybe, except I haven't had a cockroach in almost a year. Also, I would never do that because my exes are not even worth the money.
Dude, mine is.
Now, who's your ex? Like, what would you name the cockroach?
I'm not going to say that, but
I think I know.
He deserves it.
Oh, what is it, Liv? What's the name?
I'm not going to say.
He deserves it.
All right. That is Joe's.
If you know, you know.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Well, well, well. It is cold. It is very, 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 very cold for a majority of the country. That whole polar vortex taking over the Midwest. Oh, my gosh. These are things, guys, that are so cold. It's colder than Mars. The high on Mars on Monday was 23. Most of the Midwest and a lot of Canada won't even come close to that. So that's insane. We're colder than space. It's too cold to break the law. That's how cold it is. This is kind of funny. Police in Princeville, Alabama, and Noblesville, Indiana have both banned crime. They say you're not allowed to commit crime.
I would agree.
It is too cold. They put out messages saying it's just too damn cold for you to do anything illegal. This is kind of scary. You ever see people, because I would never do this, but they're out walking or running and they talk when they're jogging?
Yes.
First of all, those people are not real. They're aliens. That's impossible to jog and speak. That's you don't have lungs. There's no way. Well, according to the National Weather Service, they're advising people in the Midwest to, quote, protect your lungs from severely cold air. Avoid taking deep breaths and minimize talking.
You cannot even jog. I don't even think you should go outside.
No, I agree. I don't get people, too. Like, I remember seeing this viral video. It's like, where people were running in the snow. They're like, oh, well, it really cushions my impact.
See, I think when I see people like that, I think that they've got a problem. Like, they're addicted to exercise that they can't even stay in for one day when it's, like, this type of weather.
No, I think that if it's snow on a normal snowy day, it's not that big of a deal.
If it's
like
30 degrees, it doesn't matter.
No, or even if it's like 20 degrees, I don't think that matters.
See, I do. I think that's when you're crazy.
In the negatives, I think that's when it matters. But if you're training for a marathon, like you have to run every day. That's part of your training. You don't really have a choice.
Yuck.
You're making Alex sick over there. And finally, it's so cold that it's cold enough that the term instant frostbite is getting thrown around. At negative temperatures with high wind chills, like what's going on across a lot of the country, it's so bad right now that you can get frostbite in just 5 to 10 minutes outside.
Wow.
Doesn't that blow your mind? 5 to 10 minutes.
It should be illegal to go outside right now.
Well, if you're going to drive or anything, you should make sure you have an emergency kit in your car.
Oh, if you get knocked off the side of the road, you are in some big trouble right there. So that is something to keep in mind. It's so cold that I saw, I don't know if it's real or not, but I think it might be. I saw this meme floating around. Everybody's been sharing it, saying that you don't want to fart outside right now either. Have you seen this thing or no?
No. Yeah, because if you have a little something extra, it's going to freeze on your pants.
Just like
really?
The hot...
Wait, what? Really?
Like I'll put it in the Joe and Alex Show Instagram story so you can see it.
A normal fart wouldn't do that. But it's like, just like if something comes out.
It's like the hot steam almost kind of crystallizes. So next,
no.
Oh my gosh,
next to your,
so
next to your butt,
up.
It looks
really?
like a little frosty patch.
Please
no.
Stop. That is so
It's
disgusting.
Not doo-doo. It's just hot air. It's like the moisture in the hot
so
air.
So like
I
gas,
don't know.
Gas freezes?
I think you'd have to have a little something extra. If there's moisture, it's something extra.
Now listen, I can't verify what's going on with it. I'm just telling you what I've seen. Listen, I'll put it up. You guys can decide if it's real or fake. And I'm just trying to help people out.
Do you want me to go outside and test it?
Can you? Did you have,
actually should.
Did
I'm
you
not
have beans
kidding.
Last night?
No.
But, okay, I mean, now that Liv's back, we'll have her be the camera person. My.
Well, after I go home from work today, I'm literally not leaving the house. I'm staying inside all day today.
All right, well, why don't you guys go outside and get ready. We'll do that next. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do something else. Hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio 9. All right, I've heard of like a food fight before, but this is what, a flower fight?
It's a flower fight.
Pew, pew, pew. Take that, Paul.
And this is not about The Bachelor. This isn't about who got the rose.
Oh, okay. Then what's the problem?
This is about my one of my best friends and her boyfriend. So her boyfriend tells her yesterday that his mom had to get a minor surgery, I guess, and she did not tell them till yesterday. So she went and gets the surgery, doesn't make a big deal out of it, doesn't tell them until yesterday. So he calls her to let her know, like, hey, just so you know, I guess, you know, my mom had this surgery or whatever. I'm about to walk into the grocery store to get her some flowers and bring them over. She goes, oh, great. Well, man, your mom would have told us in advance since you're already walking into the store. Can you make sure that you write, like, you know, get well soon from both of us for the flowers? And he said, no, these are flowers from me, for my mom. If you want to get her flowers, you need to get them separately. And she was like, no, I'm your girlfriend. We're supposed to be like a team, a united front. If one of our family members is going through something, it's completely normal to put like, get well soon, thinking of you, whatever, from the both of us on the card. And he was just adamant that like, not only no, is that not normal, she needs to get her own thing, but that this is like something that would matter a lot to him. Like, she needs to prove that she really goes above and beyond and cares about his family members.
What was the minor procedure?
It was a foot surgery.
Okay, so that is a big thing. I mean, like, it's a surgery of some kind, like, for, okay.
But I was 100% on her side, and I thought that was insane that he was like making her do it separately. Like, she shouldn't have even had to ask, in my opinion, like, hey, you're going to put me on the card, right?
How long have they been dating?
Like, maybe a year and a half.
Oh, yes. That's okay. If it was like 2 or 3 months, no, calm down, psycho.
No, they've been dating a little while.
That if the mom knows the girl, maybe they spent a holiday together by now. Yeah, I think it's easy just to plop the name on there. I agree with
you. They spent a few holidays together. They spent a few Mother's Days together. And I just did not understand that. He should have, in my opinion, told her, instead of telling her, like, and having her ask, like, hey, you're going to put me on the card, right? He should have just said, hey, I'm running into Kroger to get these flowers from my mom, and of course I'm gonna put it from both of us. I'll let her know that you know, want her to get well soon. Boom, it's done. Instead, this was a huge blowout fight.
Like, him saying that she has to like kind of prove, or like implying that she has to prove that like she really cares about his mom, it like almost sounds like something happened in the past where it's like she hasn't put in time with his family. Has anything happened in the past?
I don't think so. Not anything big enough that she's had to tell me about it.
Right. That is so bizarre. Yeah, I totally agree with Alex.
Kind of sounds like too, Alex, that maybe he might be a mama's boy, like really protective of his mom. And it's like, you got to show that you love my mama.
But if one of your family members, Joe, had something going on and you needed to get a get well soon gift, would you just write from Joe and Lindsay on it?
Yeah,
or would
usually,
you tell Lindsay, hey, make sure you go pick up something for, you know, Uncle Sam?
No, I wouldn't have us do separate stuff. And we're married, but even if, like, Lindsay was my fiance or my girlfriend for that year and a half, like, your friend's going through, in this case, I'd be like, yeah, I'll throw your name on there. Like, I do that for cards I send out.
Yeah.
I always put love Joe and Lindsay, even though, like, maybe I'm the one that picked out the birthday card from my mom. It's from both of us.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Does he make her split the bill every time when they like go out to dinner?
No.
Or things like that?
Not every time, but I think he has said things like, you know, I've paid for dinner the last couple times. Can you pick it up this right. time? Like, I think it's something like that, but it's not like every time mandatory. It has to be split.
If I was recovering like from a surgery or something and I got these flowers and it wasn't from both, I'd be like, is everything okay with you guys?
See, that's yeah, what I was
thinking.
Yeah, I would
have thought that they like have broken up.
Okay, especially well, I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Do you think, okay, this is juicy. Do you think they're going to break up? This sounds like they're going to. Can you call it right now? Call it on the radio.
No.
Give us
her
name
know.
So we can track it online.
I don't know that they're going to break up. I mean, she hasn't told me about any like major issues. I mean, this is really one of the only things she's ever like disclosed
to
me.
Do you want them to break up secretly? Like you don't think they're good for each other?
No, I mean, I like him. I do like him.
Just not
him.
This move, though.
I honestly don't know them very well because this is somebody that she started dating like after I moved away. She lives where I grew up.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know him. I've only met him like literally two times. So I can't really be someone to say. But I just thought this was an interesting thing. You can discuss on Twitter what you think at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Maroon 5, the NFL, and Interscope Records made a $500,000 donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America ahead of the Super Bowl this Sunday. Adam Levine said playing the Super Bowl has been a dream of our band's for a long time. We thank the NFL for the opportunity and also to them, along with Interscope Records, for making this donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters, which will have a major impact for children across the country.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really great. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Jimmy Fallon made a hilarious joke, I thought, about Tom Brady last night.
I read that by the end of the week, 250 million Americans will experience freezing temperatures. So if you can, please check in on the elderly. All day long, the Patriots kept checking on Tom Brady, which I thought was nice. That's very thoughtful.
During Super Bowl media day, by the way, Tom Brady shared an adorable moment with a young fan who asked about how to handle haters.
I don't know. What do we do about the haters? We love them. We love them back because we don't hate back. We appreciate it, and we love them, and we wish them the best in their life.
He's like, okay, secretly, kid, forget them. Screw them.
I thought that was so cute. I just love him. Go Pats! Pats Nation! I just made a lot of people mad about that. I don't care.
You're making me vomit. I can't wait for you to cry when they lose to
Julian
the Rams.
Edelman can rub
be
his beard
so
on me.
I'd be so happy if they lost.
You have so many issues. So many.
Marshmello is a big fan of Fortnite. Now there are rumors that he might soon take the stage for a digital in-game concert. Leaked coding from some planned Fortnite updates seem to imply that Marshmello will host a free in-game concert at Pleasant Park in Fortnite. I don't know what that means.
In the game.
Okay, see, I'm not a game player. I didn't understand what that meant. I'm like, there's a real town in America called Fortnite.
Hi, I live in Fortnite, USA. Welcome. Come in here.
It appears that players are going to be able to kill one another in the game and respawn during the concert.
Woo!
How this works is in actual gameplay is yet to be seen. If the reports are true, the Marshmello concert is planned for Saturday at 2 in the Pleasant Park neighborhood in the game Fortnite.
Oh, you shot me, but I'm back, and it's Marshmello.
This is so freaking weird to me. Like, that is weird. Tori Spelling, man, this girl is just a mess. She's having more money troubles. American Express filed an execution order asking Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to take possession of over $88,000 that the actress still owes. American Express filed this civil suit against the Beverly Hills 90210 star back in October 2016 because she owed them so much money, but the court is now directing the Sheriff's Department to take possession of the property, which in this case means they could take money directly out of her bank account or garnish her wages.
Wow, okay.
And a Utah man filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing actress Gwyneth Paltrow of seriously injuring him during a ski crash at a Park City resort in 2016. The 72-year-old retired doctor says Gwyneth was skiing out of control and smashed into him from behind, leaving him with a concussion and four broken ribs.
Ow.
On top of that, he claims that she just left him there and didn't send for help. Honestly, that's the most believable part of this story.
Bye.
For me. Gwyneth denies the claims. Her spokeswoman said this lawsuit is without merit and we expect to be vindicated. This guy's lawsuit seeks $3.1 million in damages. Coming up in less than an hour, Justin Bieber has dropped something new on us.
I got a I'll tell you this. The one thing we've learned here about the Joe and Alex show is that it's a family. And we're so glad that you're part of that family. And yesterday, as a family, we had quite a big scare. What was that scare? Well, it was Where's Liv the Web Girl? If you didn't hear it on the podcast, you can still check it out. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show pretty much wherever you check out podcasts, or get a link at joeandalexshow.com. You can do that too. And make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star review and leave a comment. But we started out yesterday opening the show, and we're like, oh, here goes Liv. She's late, you know, because she's been late a few times since she's been here. So we're kind of joking about it. And then time went on. About an hour or so, we tried calling Jewel Daddy because Alex has the number, and that's Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend. No answer. It just rang and rang and rang. Eventually, we talked more about it. People had some different ideas of what might happen. We called our boss, Charisse, live on the air, which apparently was not the best thing to do.
She wasn't happy with us.
No, and she knew but didn't know. She said, she's like, look, I can't talk about it, which means she kind of knew, right?
I would say she knew something.
She knew something was up. So the show continues. We have people speculating what it could be. Some people thought, oh, wait a minute, maybe it has something to do with, remember she was talking about her car before, how it got impounded, and, you know, maybe she got, I don't know, all kinds of license problems. Well, like, maybe somebody said maybe she went to jail. Maybe there was a death in the family, because, God, that would be terrible. Just so many different things that were out there in the air, and we didn't know.
And we didn't hear from her. She wasn't answering us, like Joe said. So finally, a couple hours yesterday after the show had wrapped up, she finally calls us back.
Yeah, took a long time. And now she's here, thank God. And we're going to hear from the horse's mouth. Liv the Web Girl, first of all, we're glad you're okay. We're glad you're here this morning. What's going on? What happened? Where were you?
Okay, so first, I do want to say thank you to everyone who, like, kind of reached out on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on my personal social media. And thanks to you guys, I mean, for texting me and calling me, you know, like, it really showed that you guys care and I felt the love. I was fine. I am fine. I'm okay. But that's pretty much all the information I can tell you guys. And I want to tell you more. Everyone in my family is okay, too. Okay. Everyone in my family is fine. They're okay. They're healthy. I'm healthy. I'm fine. But as far as that goes, I'm really not at liberty to discuss any further.
What do you mean you're not at liberty to discuss any further? What does that mean?
I've pretty much said all that I can say.
Okay. So you just were off all day yesterday, didn't answer us, and you won't tell us. Why?
I just can't. It's not that I don't want to. I have talked to our boss, who I heard came on the air yesterday.
Yep.
I did talk to her. She knows as much as she can know. I can't.
So, Liv, I
talk anymore.
I used to work at Applebee's, and this would be called a no-call, no-show, and that's grounds for, like, a write-up and a suspension.
Right.
So did you tell Charisse, like, beforehand or after? Because I feel like, I mean, I don't know, you know.
I told her beforehand because you guys had her on yesterday. I'm not quite sure what time you guys had her on.
Around this time yesterday.
Okay. Well, she knew before
then.
Well,
she dropped the ball because she didn't tell us anything, and that's not cool.
Yeah, so that's the biggest freak out.
I'm kind of mad at her.
Well,
I'm definitely mad at her.
That's not on me. That's not on me.
But why
talked to our supervisor, our manager, the person that is directly in charge of the morning show. I talked to her. She knows enough of what's going on.
Okay, that's fine. I'm saying you can't talk to her. Of course, that's your direct supervisor. I guess we kind of run the show, but we're not your direct boss. I'm not your manager. Why didn't you tell us, though? Because we always communicate stuff. Like, I text in, like, hey, guys, we're running 10 minutes late this morning, or something like that. Or Alex is like, okay, there's backed up traffic. I'll be there. Just here's my stuff for the garbage. So that doesn't make sense to me why you couldn't at least reach out that way.
So
giving us some kind of a sign.
Because I told our supervisor, our boss, she was supposed to relay the message to you all. I thought you guys knew, and I honestly thought she was supposed to relay the message that you guys weren't, this wasn't going to be brought up on air, and
nobody told us that.
But that's what was supposed to happen, And so that's why I didn't contact you all, because I thought you all knew, because I told our boss, she was supposed to tell you guys that I wasn't going to be in. And so I didn't know that. That is a shock to me.
But the fact of the matter is that we did end up talking about it. So if there was miscommunication where we weren't supposed to discuss how you weren't here, we weren't told that. So we did talk about it. And so all the listeners have been worried sick. I was getting messages all even through last night saying, when are we going to find out? Did you find Liv? Do you know what happened to her? I just think they deserve more of an explanation than that, Liv. I just feel like, what are your intentions with this? I mean, no offense, but I'm starting to think maybe this was all a ploy for attention.
Alex doesn't want her spotlight taken. Don't take it.
I'm getting really frustrated because I feel bad. I want to be able to tell you guys. I'm not at liberty to discuss anymore.
Also, no offense, Liv, it doesn't really explain why, like, I mean, I don't know where you were, but it doesn't explain why you didn't reach out to us.
Can you tell us who called you on the phone?
Yeah, can we? Because if people didn't know, you left the day before. You left at like 10:15. Normally we're here till at least 11, 12 o'clock working on the show for the next day and the rest of the week. And you just got a phone call. You seemed really panicked and you left. You didn't even say goodbye. Like, it's like, we didn't even notice. We're like, hey, is Liv gone?
I'm sorry for not saying goodbye, because that's rude. But I just can't discuss this. I don't know what else you guys want me to do.
Okay. Tell us what happened. Yeah, where were you?
Give us a detail.
You always play this game with me when you want to know something from me and I can't tell you. You always start prying. So let me ask you, were you out late the night before?
Everyone on Twitter thinks you're pregnant, FYI.
Oh my God, are you pregnant?
No, I am not. I'm supposed to start my cycle in a couple of days, actually. So
we'll find out then.
Yeah, no. I guess, but you haven't started it yet.
No, I am not pregnant.
We're gonna have to check next week.
I was not out the night before. I don't go out on weekdays. You all know that. I just can't tell you anymore. And Porkchop,
are we ever gonna know? Like, ever gonna tell us?
I just don't understand why you can't tell
us. Okay, Porkchop, you are always the one preaching about having empathy and putting yourself in other people's shoes. Put yourself in my shoes. I literally cannot discuss anymore.
I'm with the people. I'm fired up. I'm mad. I feel duped. I want answers.
833 Joe Alex. Do you believe Liv the Web Girl here that she can't tell us something? And if she is being honest, what do you think it is that she can't tell us? She's claiming she's not pregnant. I'm still putting a little bit of my eggs in that basket that she might be pregnant. 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl is back. She is okay. She's alive. She's unhurt. But if you just tuned in right now, she said you can't disclose. What's the reason you can't tell us what happened? What's going on?
I can't discuss that.
Is it that you can't or you don't want to?
Ooh, that's a good point.
I cannot.
But you want to.
I want to. I cannot.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter think that you interviewed for a new job, that
Wait
you could be
minute.
Part of a criminal investigation or are in legal trouble. Somebody said, "It's regardless of what came up yesterday, it's a common courtesy to keep your work family informed."
Did you?
Okay, whoever said that about the work family informed, I don't understand what that person does not understand. Maybe they were not listening. I was told that our boss was going to take care of it as far as bringing you guys into the loop as much as possible.
Well, first things first, was it a job interview? I assume our boss wouldn't approve of that. So were you interviewing for another show?
I can't just talk about
You could
about
say
this.
No.
She can't say.
How could she not say no to it? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Wendy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Yes, I think that Liv does not owe anybody an explanation.
Thank
I know you guys are probably going to be mad about that.
Oh, come on, boring.
As long as she's okay and everybody around her is okay, she doesn't owe anybody an explanation. It could be something very private with her or something with a family member.
I disagree. None of us have any privacy. Yeah. Everything we go through, we have to talk.
No, you know what?
Oh, well, some people do have privacy. Everything is not like...
Not on the Joe and Alex Show, you
don't. Hey, you know what? I really do appreciate that. And like I said, I am okay. I'm great. I'm fine. Everyone in my family, all my loved ones, they're fine. And thank you for all the support that people showed.
Yeah, and then it could also be a secret that your friend told you, and she asked you not to tell anybody. So, I mean, that's just like what you, Alex, if you tell someone, something very personal, you tell them, please do not tell anybody. I know you work on radio or whatever. Please do not tell anybody. You're going to be mad if they tell people. So she doesn't owe anybody an explanation as long as everybody is safe.
Yeah, people tell me that stuff all the time. Talk about it anyway and change the name.
Yeah, you change the name. So, Wendy, what if this happens again? We're supposed to be like, it's okay. Like, we don't have a mad search for her. We just assume she didn't get killed or abducted.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't search for her. So, I feel like it was really good that you guys were concerned.
I can't do this crying wolf stuff, Wendy.
I believe that she should have told you guys, you know, she should have reached back out to you guys and be like, you know what, yes, I'm okay, instead of just ignoring you guys. But...
Here's the thing.
She's okay. She does
own
explanation.
When I got back to them when I could.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, people, we're grown out here. Like, people have personal lives. People have families. Like, you do not owe anybody an explanation. You don't even owe your family an explanation. We're grown. Like, come on now.
Wow, Wendy. Okay. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Just an enabler right there.
See, I disagree. I'm on the team of people who want an explanation.
Give me some answer. I don't have to like it, but tell me something.
Okay, I'll tell you something.
You have to leave town.
I will tell you something. If you guys bring in a Four Loko right now, I will shotgun the entire thing to prove to you guys that I am not pregnant.
Oh my gosh. How are we supposed to do that? We can't leave.
And first of all, I don't believe it because you probably would be the kind of mom that drinks during your pregnancy.
Oh my gosh.
Vanessa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hello.
Good morning. I love y'all, so please don't take offense to what I'm about to say, but I sincerely doubt that 90% of our, or 100% of your listeners are. And you guys are being so nosy, Rosie. Like, she's telling y'all she can't tell you.
Thank you.
End of story.
Oh, Vanessa, she got you, didn't you? You bought this hook, line, and sinker, haven't you? You believe everything. Live the Web Girl, so cute.
Vanessa, you listened this morning.
If you want to go off guessing, I'm like, okay, you know what? She probably seriously has a legal problem that she can't talk about. Yes, it's for a new job, and she can't tell you. But at the end of the day, sooner or later, when she finds out, she's going to tell you, so leave it alone.
Yeah, but are you, though? Are we ever going to know?
Vanessa, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it.
See, You're my girl.
You're my girl, Vanessa.
People like Vanessa and Wendy tuned in this morning to listen because they want an explanation. That's why you guys are literally listening. So I don't understand now how you guys are just cool with not having any answers. I want answers.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This might make people listening mad, but Liv, are you allowed to tell us off the air what happened?
I can't discuss any
further.
Do you guys want me to tattoo it on my forehead?
We just want to know what's going on. Because if I was off, you guys would have a party.
You know what? I want to tell you guys. I can't discuss.
Everyone thinks that you took a new job.
You're like about to cry.
What? Because I feel bad and frustrated.
If you have digital skills involving the web and you would like to work on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX, send us your resume. All right, well, we're glad you're okay.
Hey, I love you guys and I love all of our listeners who reached out. Literally so cute, so thankful.
And if you listened yesterday, I don't know what you're doing, but I backed you up. I was nice about you being gone on the air.
Oh, I'd go listen to the podcast because that's the biggest load of bull I've ever heard.
Pork chop, the corporate kiss ass.
Come here. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and we've got your chance to win a flyaway to go to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. And just for getting qualified for that, well, we are going to hook you up with digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammy Awards. Producer Pork Chop, what game are we playing today, and how does it work?
Yesterday's game was so much fun, yes or BS. That's what we're going to be playing again.
Oh.
So you're going to start off with one caller. If that caller gets 3 out of 5, then they're the winner. If not, we move on to another caller.
Oh, yeah. One caller. Yeah.
Krista, you're going to be that caller we kick it off with.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Can you give us an, oh, yeah, I'm ready to play.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to play.
All right. I want to go to the Grammys. All right.
Grammys.
All right.
Once again, Krista, we're going to be playing Yes or BS. I'm going to give you a fact, and you have to tell me, yes or BS, and it's about Oscars, people that have been nominated for an Oscar. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Here goes the statement. Okay. Jodie Foster, she has been nominated for an Oscar?
Yes.
That is correct. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry's. That's our boss's name. That's what I always say.
That's why it's always awkward when we go into our office.
Krista, Danny Glover has been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
BS.
Wow, that is correct.
2 for 2, baby.
Oh, yeah.
No Oscar nomination for Danny Glover.
Mm. Wait, is Danny Glover different from Donald Glover?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And that doesn't count as one of the questions.
All right, you win. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Reese Witherspoon has been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
BS.
That is incorrect.
No way. Oh, I did not know this.
What was she nominated for?
Legally Blonde.
Get out of town.
Oh my gosh, this makes me so happy.
Is that fake news?
It has to be.
It's real life.
I don't believe it.
I mean, I don't believe it either. I think Pork Chop's long.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she got nominated for that movie?
Krista.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow has not been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Wow, I suck.
Oh. I didn't want to say anything,
I don't
but
want her to lose.
Yeah, if
I
you
know.
Get this next one right, you win. If you get this next one wrong, you lose.
Give her an easy one, Pork Chop.
I thought these all have been easy.
All right. Cameron Diaz has not been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
BS.
That is incorrect.
No.
What?
Yeah, dude, we got to say goodbye, but
no!
we love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye.
Krista, say,
oh, no, bye.
Oh, no, bye.
All right, we love you. All right, let's go to Emmanuel. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you ready to play Yes or BS?
I am.
All right, listen up. You got to get 3 out of 5 right to win. Pork Chop, what is the first question? Listen closely, Emmanuel.
Steve Buscemi has not been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Boom.
He is so hot.
Steve Buscemi?
I'm joking. Okay.
He looks like a bald worm.
All right, here we go. Meryl Next. Streep has been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Yes.
That is correct.
Whoa.
That's the easiest one in the world.
She was nominated and won for The Iron Lady.
She's been nominated like multiple times.
Ooh.
All right, get one more right and you win.
All right.
George Clooney has not been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Ooh, I'm going to say yes.
I said has not been nominated for an Oscar. He has for Syriana. So incorrect.
Oh, are we going down the same road we just went down? All right, come on. You get this next one right, you win.
Okay.
Demi Moore has not been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
BS.
That is incorrect. I
no!
said she has
no!
not.
Oh, God, no. Emmanuel, we got to get this. Come on, dude. If you get this next one right, you win. If not, you're a loser.
All right. I'm going for it.
Regina King has been nominated for an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Yes.
That is correct. She has not been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
We got a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Emmanuel.
Hang on the line. We'll get all your information. You're now qualified for that flyaway to LA for the Grammy Awards. And just for getting qualified, we're hooking you up with digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammy Awards. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Journey. Let's check in real quick and see how I'm doing. And boy, oh boy, I'm feeling good. I've been doing like a boxing thing now for about 3 weeks, and that is some good cardio. I feel like I'm actually kind of lifting weights too, like punching stuff and doing the cardio and the cool downs. I'm really like starting to build up muscle because my pants are getting a little bit looser. My shirt I'm wearing today, it feels a little bit looser on my moobs.
I literally was going to say your moobs look smaller.
Thank you.
I was literally going to say that.
Honestly, that's a compliment. I don't think a lot of people like to hear about their boobs being smaller.
I can tell you're on your arms a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to roll my shirt a little bit?
No, I'm good really with that.
Oh, well,
I can.
I'll take my shirt off then. I'll do that. So, Pork Chop said something too. He's like, your butt's looking good. I'm like, well, thanks, dude. Appreciate
actually
that.
I said that I seen pictures from you like a year ago, and I do think you've gotten skinnier.
You got to be careful about the butt, because you already don't have a butt, so if you keep losing weight there, it's going to be like just an indent.
Yeah.
Purely professional. Okay. Are you saying it's going to be like Conclave?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be like Pac-Man or something?
Exactly.
Listen, will you guys real quick both come over here and put a hand on my butt cheeks?
No.
No, because they're muscular. Pork Chop, you've put your hand on a butt before. Will you touch mine?
I'm quite all right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Just because he's touching other guys' butt doesn't mean he wants to touch yours.
Pork Chop, I mean, are you attracted to butts?
Some.
I'm just saying, like, people like butts.
I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah,
yes
some.
Or no? Okay.
Some.
Do you think I have a flat butt?
I haven't necessarily judged.
Here, hold
your
on. Let me stand up.
100%
Joe,
flat.
You have a pancake ass. Just deal with it.
He does. We've talked about it before.
Oh my gosh, it's so sad.
No, it's just big.
It's wide.
That's what it is.
It's wide but flat.
But it's
those jeans just make it look literally like it. Like caves in.
You but what else? He couldn't do anything else.
Justice.
He doesn't have a lot of options for things that fit.
He can wear skinny jeans.
No, you can't. Listen, when you're fat, it's pretty much like putting on a sack.
I don't know that people his size can wear skinny jeans. I don't think they make them.
Just pull them down real quick.
What, pull down my pants? Hold on.
Have you seen skinny?
Is he really going to do it?
No. Yes,
stop it.
No,
don't do it!
Hey, there's some roundness there. There's some roundness.
Oh my God.
Joe, literally,
look, just look
Joe,
real quick. There's some roundness
to it. Joe, this is
it.
A Me Too movement.
Yes.
Stop
okay,
it.
Don't do
stop
it. Okay, stop. Stop. I don't want to get in trouble.
Raise them up. Put your pants on.
Well, he proved the point. There is some roundness.
Oh, my gosh. But do you have skinny jeans? Because the places, you always talk about how there's hardly any options at the stores you shop at. Do they have skinny jeans? Am I wrong?
Not that I'm aware. Like, I'm being a fat guy. I usually have to go to, like, Casual Male, XL, or whatever it's called now. It's like the fat guy store. They have nice clothing, but every shirt's, like, $50 just for, like, a basic tee because
it takes more material.
That much material?
Yeah, it makes sense. Honestly, like, well, I was going to say something that's kind of mean.
You already did. You said I had a pancake ass. What else are you going to say?
That's just the truth. I was going to say, honestly, like, I don't necessarily feel bad that you have to pay extra for a t-shirt because, like,
it's motivation to lose weight.
Yeah, and, like, you kind of did it to yourself.
That's a good way to look at it, how much money you'll save. But Joe likes to save money.
Exactly.
How much money would you save whenever you lose the weight? Yeah, that's true.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it like I hate spending money. But that being said, yes, thank you for noticing everything except for my butt. It has been going well. The diet's been pretty good. Just a balanced diet. Carbs, protein, fat, just vegetables. Basic stuff right there. Let's see here. Last week, I was 390.5 pounds. This week, I'm down to 384.1. So I lost 6.4 pounds this week.
This is what I'm talking about. Woo! This is some actually good progress. Yes. I'm very proud of you. You're actually dropping the pounds. I think it's the rigorous workout with the
boxing.
Punching the balls, whatever you're doing.
My balls alone. Punching a bag. A boxing bag. So I'm down 12.7 pounds since
this
I started
is,
3 weeks
this
ago.
This is what you needed to do a year ago. This
thank
is perfect.
You. And thank you.
I promise, Joe, I'm joining you starting Monday. I promise.
Well,
I've got
here
two
we go.
Reasons why. Right. Two reasons why. One, because it's after the Super Bowl. And two, because my friend's been in town for 4 weeks and he loves to eat out. And so I just go with him.
The boy who cried Jim.
What? Does the Super Bowl have to do?
Because it's a huge party. Yeah. Everyone eats food.
Oh my gosh.
So you can't work out until after.
No,
Pork Chop, here's the thing.
I'm going
today.
All in.
No,
right. I'm going to go all in.
Is the new Joe. With the excuses.
No.
Oh my gosh. He will rip any excuse out of his butt.
No,
and
I'm serious.
Also, here's the thing, too. He's going to go so dramatic. Try to work out every day.
No,
try to only eat fruit.
No, I really am.
Dude,
starting Monday.
So
I
dramatic. I know, but that's the thing. You're not going to keep up with it.
No, I know. I've been saying it, but I promise I'm going to started.
Listen, you're not going to keep up with it if you go from one drastic to the next. Joe has been living proof of that for two freaking years.
And now look now look at the role he's on.
Exactly.
The last 2 weeks.
It's moderation.
I don't want to make this about me. I'm just saying that I'm joining you on Monday, Joe.
Well, we don't believe you, so. I don't understand what this Super Bowl has to do with
he's
it.
He's so mad.
Pork Chop, I really should jump in and save you, but I got to tell you, it's so nice not to have the Wolves coming at me. I'm just like, I feel bad for you, but it's like,
it's okay.
I'd rather, you know what I mean? It's
like,
rather you than me.
We'll just see. We'll see.
Me a little bit because, like, you are in control of your own journey.
I know.
And, like, you have to admit when you make excuses for yourself. If I don't get into the gym in a week, I know that it's my own fault.
and that I can't just make up excuses, and you're the king of excuses.
No, you also have to start when you're ready. I haven't been ready yet. I'm telling you, I'm going to be ready starting this Monday.
Stop it. You're making me emotional.
No!
Like, if you can't work out right now, then why not make healthy choices?
I'm not mentally ready for either.
Pork Chop, okay. Listen, I will wrap up with this. I totally get where you're at. What they're saying is logistical, and it's true. But when you're a fat person or just a person that struggles with food, maybe you're not morbidly obese like I technically am. It makes sense. Like, they're not wrong, but it's like, it's hard, guys. Like, it's food is something that's like a drug addiction. When you are like addicted to it, it's pretty freaking hard to get off of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have fat people. You wouldn't have people dying of obesity. But so I believe in you, man. I think you can do it. Thanks, everybody that's been supporting me, too. I appreciate that. And yeah, so hopefully next week we'll have some good stuff.
We're proud of you, Joe.
Yeah, take that. I'm into it. I like it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. All right, let me kick things off. And if you want to join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or send us a tweet of what you're into. It can be anything. At Joe and Alex Show, we can get to some of those. For me this week, I am into Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend. I have
heard everybody talk about that.
I've never had it, but like, I'm on a diet, not a crazy one, but it's just something that I can't have an everything bagel, but I can put it on certain things that I can have, and I'm like, oh, this is such good flavoring. I've actually just been like sprinkling it in my hand and just popping it. It's so good. It's kind of salty, but I love everything bagels, and it tastes like an everything bagel without the other good stuff. So I would check it out if you never have. It's Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend, and all these stories will be up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, what are you into?
A song. I am obsessed with Julia Michaels' new song, Anxiety, featuring Selena Gomez. I feel like the lyrics speak to me. I relate so much to this, talking about how all her exes will say she's got issues. Honey, if you could just talk to all my exes, they'd all agree.
Feel like I'm always apologizing for feeling like I'm out of my mind when I'm doing just fine. My exes will say that I'm hard to deal with, and I admit it. Yeah, but all my friends, they don't know what it's like, what it's like. They don't understand why I can't sleep through the night. I've been told that I could take something to fix it. I wish it was that simple. All my friends, they don't know what it's like.
It's really good. We're probably going to be playing it on here on radio now.
Liv, what are you into this week?
I'm really into this hair product. It's from Lang Hair Care. I don't know. It's like L-A-N-G-E.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's how you pronounce it, but it's called Menage, and it is a hydrating mist spray. So if your hair is frizzy or even staticky, or if it just looks really dry, like in this really cold winter, that happens a lot, you just spray a couple of mists in your hair and it'll make your hair look so shiny and it feels so soft, and it moisturizes all of the damaged hair. So, and you spray it in when it's dry.
That's cool. Let's talk to Bianca. Hey, Bianca, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into this week?
Well, actually, just dry ramen noodles.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Just dry?
Yeah, just dry, not cooked. I like to put a little bit of the seasoning on there and everything, and it's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you just crunch it like...
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to, like, break it up. I mean, if you were just, like, bite into it, like, really hurt with something in your mouth, like, you have to... You know, break it up.
I went to elementary school with a girl that did this. She would bring in a square Tupperware container, the square of ramen noodles dry, and she would break it and eat it for a snack.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Isn't that gross? I don't know how that tastes good.
That's very weird. All right, hey, producer Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
So I'm really into the show Manifest. It came on, I want to say, like in mid-September.
Okay.
And they did episodes 1-7 and then took a little break and they just started up again. And I hate getting into TV shows because I can't really get into them.
Why?
to entertain me, it's really, really hard.
Are you usually a movie person?
Yes. The only actual TV show that I've really gotten into was The Walking Dead. I watch seasons 1 through 8 every episode. But this new show, Manifest, it's just so good. The storyline, the acting, the script writing, it's just, it hooks me that I have to watch every single night that it's on, Monday night at 10 o'clock.
Calm down. I like watching it. You must be getting paid for this. No, I like watching it, but I'm like, all right, what the hell happened on the plane?
Wait, I've got a surprise.
What, you know the ending?
No.
Then what?
But I know someone that might know the ending. I've got my friend on the phone. He's actually an actor on the TV show.
What?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, that's my friend Omar. He's in the TV show.
Wow. What do you mean he's in the TV show?
He's an actor.
Officer Tony Diaz on the TV show. It's a lot of fun to be on set with you guys.
Yeah, he's one of the cops, so he's always interacting with Jared and Michaela, and I'm like, oh man, that's my friend Omar.
So, appreciate the love, Pork Chop.
Omar, can you tell us about Manifest and your character?
Well, it's about a plane that left the Bahamas, and when it landed back in New York, there was a 5-year time lapse that everyone here in the States, they pretty much had a 5-year life, but everyone on the plane just took a regular plane ride, and when they landed, they missed 5 years of their life.
Wow. So where does this air? Like, where can people watch?
Monday night, 10 p.m. on NBC. You can see the show.
Do what I do, though, Alex, because that's way past our bedtime. I watch it the next day on Hulu.
Okay.
And you know what I always thought? I always thought if I had a friend that was on a TV show, I'd be like, I'm not into it because I know who they are and right. Who they really are. But when I'm watching him act, I feel like he's really a cop and he's really there. And I want them, if the producers are listening, I want them to make your role even bigger because you're the man. I
appreciate that. You know, it's funny, in real life, people actually think I am a cop, and it's hysterical because, like, when I live here in New York City, and, you know, sometimes decide to take a last minute trip to a show or whatever, scalpers will not sell me a ticket. They really think I'm a cop in real life. I'm like,
oh my
gosh. I'm not a cop. Leave me alone. I just play one on TV.
Real quick question as we wrap up, how does Manifest end?
I don't even know. So when I find out,
liar,
I'll make
Omar.
Sure to keep my mouth shut.
Omar is a liar. That's
Pork
awesome,
Chop
man.
Comes in and saves the day.
NBC Manifest, 10 p.m. Monday nights.
It's Omar, not a cop. No, just kidding. Hey, thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Have
thank
a great
you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bohemian Rhapsody director Bryan Singer was accused of sexual abuse by 5 men in 2014, according to legal correspondence. He actually agreed to settle at least 2, offering $100,000 to Michael Egan after he filed complaints in Hawaii and California, saying that Singer raped him at the age of 17. That money would be paid out to Egan as soon as he withdrew his complaints against Singer. Singer and his lawyers have long denied all allegations of sexual abuse and said that settlements cost far less than a trial. Justin Bieber has been sporting items from his Drew clothing line around LA lately and teased the launch by selling hotel slippers with a smiley face on them. Now the whole line is for sale and it's full of comfy, casual pieces for everyday wear. Drew, which is Bieber's middle name, has various unisex t-shirts, sweatshirts, and pants, all with either the smiley face logo or simply Drew written across the front. The prices range from $48 to $148 on the website's About Us page. This is how they describe the company. A place where you can be yourself, blah, 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 wear it like you don't care, come chill, okay, bye.
Okay, then.
How millennial is that?
Very.
Rob Kardashian is going after full custody of daughter Dream following baby mama Blac Chyna's violent fight with her new boyfriend in Hawaii on Monday. Sources say when word of Chyna's brawl got back to Rob, he freaked the blank out. Kris Jenner immediately sprang into action and called their lawyer to demand that Rob be granted full custody of Dream. And Kris thinks that Chyna should get supervised visitation, if that, for now. 100% agree.
Yeah, that situation is crazy.
She is so unfit to be a mom. I could just talk for days about her. Celine Dion fired back at critics who think she's too skinny, and her updated clothing choices came as Dion lost some weight, but she doesn't really want her size to be part of the discussion. She said, if I like it, I don't want to talk about it. Don't bother. Don't take a picture. If you like it, I'll be there. If you don't, leave me alone. People are really glad that she kind of just like told off body shamers.
Celine Dion.
That's right.
Celine Dion.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This conversation might be a little PG-13, so if you got young kiddos you don't want to explain things to. I don't know, maybe turn down the radio just for a few. You can call in, though. That's what we like to hear. 833-JOE-ALEX when you share yourself with us and be part of the show. 833-563-2539. The question we're throwing out is, how did the mood, you know, how'd the mood get ruined? Apparently, Alex, who's waiting till she's married, did something and totally ruined the mood.
Listen, virgins are some of the sexiest people I know. Let me be the first person to tell you that.
Some are.
You don't even know.
She's literally just talking about herself. I 1,000% guarantee it. How many virgins have you dated? Probably none.
One. I'm a sexy virgin.
Okay, that's what it is.
I will say I am.
A humble one, too.
I think I am, except for this moment. I was not, okay? So the Egyptian and I were talking on the phone the other night. You have a little careless whisper for me.
Oh, of course I got a careless whisper.
There we go. The Egyptian and I are talking on the phone. And we're having a sexy conversation, and it's getting pretty heated. And what he did not know was that I had already taken my Ambien, which was my sleeping medication for the night.
Oh, no.
So he, you know, he's really into what I'm saying. And
what were you saying at the time?
I mean, I don't know that that's radio appropriate, but I will tell you what I ended up saying. So we get to the point where I think I said something like, are you closing your eyes? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, imagine me with my legs cut off and I'm a chicken and you're wearing high heels. That's what I said.
What?
And guess what he did? He hung up on me.
That is so twisted and
he was so mad. He was so mad. He was like, I literally hate you. You always try to be funny and ruin all the sexy moments. Like, he was so pissed.
Dude, that is so demented.
Imagine me with my legs cut off. I'm a chicken.
Oh, my God.
You would. It would be a chicken.
So this is how Alex does phone sex. This is really awkward.
Told you, virgins, the sexiest people I know.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
You
not
just
that moment.
You need just to get it over with, because that doesn't sound healthy, whatever conversation you're having. That sounds desperate and deranged.
What if it actually, he was like, oh yeah, okay. Like, that would have been worse.
Are you going to cut my arms off too?
Then I would have known that I had found the one.
Too much Murder Monday stuff with you.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I'm not a real big, I guess, dirty talker. Like, I don't know what to say or what to do. So I feel like if I do say something, I could ruin the mood, so I just don't say anything. But, I mean, what about you, Liv or Porkchop? Have you guys ever done anything to kind of ruin the moment with somebody?
Or had your moment or your mood be ruined by somebody else?
I've had the mood be ruined, not by me or, like, my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. But an ASPCA commercial came on. And just 1,000% killed the mood. And, like, we both, like, literally, like, put our hands to ourselves and kind of, like, scoot away from each other and just went, like, silent for, like, a little while.
R.I.P. mood.
Yeah, something about, like, three-legged crying dogs just really gets us out of the mood.
I could see you or Joe, like, passing gas to ruin the mood.
I can see Joe doing that.
I have never passed gas in front of Joel Daddy that he, like, knows.
I only have one time by accident because I was laughing so hard
one
and it
time,
slipped out.
Oh, one time I did ruin the mood. It was my boyfriend in high school, and I was, like, sitting on his lap, like, sitting on top of him, and we were making out. And I farted. And
I knew
and
it.
He felt it. It was silent.
It vibrated.
He felt it. He was like, did you just fart? I was like, no. He was like, yes, you did. And, like, threw me off.
Gross. You are so nasty. I have had things ruin the moment for me, like my dogs. My wife has no cares about them, but, like, we're trying to, you know, get intimate and flip pancakes. And, you know, I'm kind of in my birthday suit. In walks in Benny and jumps on the bed and starts licking my leg. I'm like,
ew.
Oh, get oh off my of gosh. Me. This is a strange form of foreplay and I don't like it. Stop. What are you doing? She goes, it's fine. I'm like, it is not fine. You're a weirdo.
I could see you randomly being like, oh, I have to check my Instagram or something.
No, see, I feel like
God.
Porkchop is probably the one where it's like, every single part of the atmosphere has to be perfect or else like it's ruined.
Oh my God. I can totally imagine you like, are you like a candle lighter?
Yes.
You're
yes,
like massaging.
The lights have to be off. Like there can't be any sound. Like and literally every element has to be perfect or else he gets out of the mood.
That sounds really romantic and like a great idea, but no, I've never done anything like that.
Really?
That's surprising.
What is the most sensual, not sexual, but sensual thing you've done behind closed doors?
Oh man,
you've never done like candle wax or edible underwear or anything?
No, I mean we light candles like when we want to relax. Like, you know, if we're at home chilling on the couch.
Okay, how about this Valentine's Day you guys buy some edible underwear, light some candles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what else? Like you would get a yeast infection. I'm sorry, but I like could not be down with that.
Wait, where are you putting the candles at?
No, not the candles, the edible like chocolate underwear.
That's why we're leaving it to Pork Chop. We're leaving it for the two dudes, the guys.
Yeah. That's some real dark chocolate.
But I will say, you should even get the they have alcohol infused whipped cream.
Really?
And get that. Yeah.
That sounds really like romantic.
Yeah, except like you might gag a little bit when you swallow the whipped cream because it's not very good, but just push through it.
Okay, so whipped cream, candles,
alcohol infused whipped cream, and edible undies.
I could pass on those.
I actually found some mood music for Live the Web Girl, by the way. Like, I'm sure this is what does it for.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
833 Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. I'm crying right now. This hurts. What happened? How did the mood get ruined? Did you say something like Alex did and totally kill it? Or
I'm a chicken with my legs cut off.
Something like that. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
We don't have a lot of rules in my family or in my household, but one rule that we've always had is that we will not play Monopoly because bad things happen when you play Monopoly with your family. This happened in Kansas City, Kansas. A family was playing Monopoly, and they wound up getting into a fight. The fight was more than a verbal argument, too. It escalated, and as a guy argued with his cousin, his girlfriend, guess what happened? She hit him. Not once, not twice, but like five times.
Listen, Park Place is a serious, serious thing.
Yeah, and then on top of that, she shoved him into a mirror. Broke glass, and she's like, okay, that got awkward. I'm out of here. So she took off running. The guy needed to go to the hospital from running into the mirror, and he had to get stitches. They're still trying to track down the cousin's girlfriend. They're going to charge her with aggravated battery, and when they catch her, she will not pass go, and she will actually go directly to jail.
This is why you got to stick to life.
That is a good game.
Just fight over who is driving which van and who's buying the Tudor house. Those are way better arguments to have.
Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. If you want to join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, you can call us that way. Also on social media, a good way to interact is Instagram or Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I need to do my, what's my thing like if I'm on life support? Like, what's that for my wishes or what's to happen?
Oh.
What's that called? I'm blanking on the name of it right now and I just had it. Oh my God.
Are you thinking of like DNR, like do not resuscitate?
Yeah, but kind
of
like what I want done. Yeah, that's similar. Like,
you mean like your living will?
Living will, yes. Oh. Both those are combined. But that's one thing, Alex. Like, yeah, do you want to be resuscitated or not? I need to do that because that's an awkward situation to be in. This, I don't understand how hospitals have mix-up like this, but listen to this news story out of New York about a woman. Well, they'll tell you.
A major mistake at a Bronx hospital now has the facility facing legal action. Sherelle Powell says she accidentally consented to having a stranger taken off life support.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
At St. Barnabas Hospital because she thought it was her brother. The man, who had the same name as Powell's brother, had a tube in his mouth and had a swollen appearance, she says. She spent 9 days at the man's bedside, and it wasn't until he died that she discovered his true identity. Powell's brother was actually in jail at the time. She's now suing the hospital. In response, the hospital says the lawsuit is without merit.
So where's that guy's family at, too?
I know. That's
There's
what
100
I was,
questions.
That's what I was thinking. And, like, how does she live with herself? I would just be devastated. There's not an amount of therapy that could ever help me deal with that.
No, and okay, coming down to that situation, let's say you were in that situation, what would you want done? Would you just, like, keep me around forever? Like, do you think maybe they can somehow freeze you and save you?
Like Walt Disney?
Yes, exactly, because he'll come back one day and make some great movies. What would you do? Because for me, I'm like, if nothing's working and they say, hey, he's pretty much, you know, not going to come back, I'm like, all right, let me go.
Why is this the second story in 2 days of depressing, like, horrible
news? It's not depressing.
News. Yes, this is so sad.
It's shocking. I don't listen.
Joe's depressing story of the day.
I can have one of those. I can have the Debbie Downer story of the day.
That's what this is. This is so sad. This makes me think of, like, Terry Schiavo and stuff. But that, I mean, that was different. But
what would you do
if I accidentally killed them?
No, but I mean, like, what would you want done? Like, if you were in that dude's thing, like, would you want to be around forever?
Yes.
Or really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if you were told you were going to be a vegetable, what would you want?
Yeah, like, I would be like, just let me go.
No, I want to stick around.
Why?
Because I want to judge you from my bed.
Oh, my God. That is so typical Alex right there.
Because you know what we don't know is, and a lot of people say this, when they're in a coma or anything, they can still hear conversations and stuff. We've heard about that. And you know, if, yeah, it would suck at being trapped in your own body, but who knows? Maybe I would be totally normal in my mind, and I don't want to be killed. Just let me sit there and listen and stuff, I guess.
All right, that's interesting.
I don't know, and miracles can happen.
Occasionally they happen, but I mean, more often than not, they don't, and it's just they're there forever.
I don't like the idea of killing someone based on what could potentially happen or what they could potentially turn
out
to be.
If you're brain dead, like, that's what they thought this guy was, and this poor girl thought it was her brother and had to make the tough decision, like, yeah, take him off.
By the way, he could have, like, been un-brain dead.
That rarely happens when you're actually brain dead. That is, like, the smallest of percentages.
This would have never happened if she wouldn't have made the decision to pull the plug.
That's true.
How is it, by the way, that she didn't know her actual brother was in jail?
Yeah, see, this
There's
entire thing.
There's so many
thing,
questions like, so, with the story.
So if I'm not even close enough with my family that they don't even know whether I'm in jail or not, I definitely don't want that person making the decision on whether or not they're pulling the plug on me. Clearly, we're not close. So don't be telling the hospital whether I live or die.
I swear this was a Grey's Anatomy episode at one point.
Probably was.
Alex, what do you think would happen with your family? Would they pull the plug on you?
Yeah, 100%.
It's the Joe and Alex show on radio. Shut up! We're doing a show! Oh, hey, how are you guys? It's the Joe and Alex show, radio now, 100.9. You guys having a good day?
Yeah.
We're doing good over here.
How much of what I said went over the air?
I don't know. You wouldn't shut the hell up.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what me and Alex are trying to say off air, is that you just won't shut up.
Somebody complained about our show this morning. And they said that Joe the web girl is so annoying.
Like,
and Porkchop literally wants to write this person back.
Yes.
And, like, be like, you know, say something nice, like, oh, please give us another chance.
No, whatever he says.
And I said, absolutely not. Do not respond to this idiot. They don't even know the names of the people on the show. Don't justify it.
But they're brand new. Here's what we need to do. We need to strike a compromise between Alex burning everything to the ground and Porkchop wanting to hug everybody.
But see, that's I don't burn everything to the ground. I respond whenever it's actually necessary to respond. You don't need to respond or try to convince every hater.
I 1,000% get that. And they might say, I'll never get that time back, like, blah, blah, blah. They might say that they're not ever going to listen again, but
I guarantee
you they're going to be like, oh, what's Joe the web girl going to say today?
No, but there's a point, though. God, that, talk about ruining my name.
They're going to realize that it's called Live the Web Girl, and then they're going to feel stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Let them figure it out. They're an idiot on their own.
It goes to a positive and a negative review, for example. Yeah, you're right. They might tune back in, but they're not going to tell a friend to listen to the Joe and Alex show. You want people to listen to the Joe and Alex show. If you actually
actually have something positive at like a restaurant. You're like, I went to Pork Chops Rib Shack and it was amazing.
Oh, wait. Ribs, that's good.
I know, it sounds really good.
So
right now,
if they said Joe the Web Girl, shouldn't the show now be called Liv and the Alex Show?
Liv, yes. Listen, you're not even here enough to be on the show.
Hey, Joe the Web
you
Girl.
You missed most of 2019, okay?
I think tomorrow we bring this up like earlier in the show. So
nobody cares. We're boring people.
No, we bring it up, we let them weigh in. Do we respond to this person, or is Alex right that we should just let them wallow?
No, you guys should tweet at us.
What? You don't think we should just let people decide what we do?
Tweet at us.
I want to talk about Joe the Web Girl
and
more.
Decide.
I don't ever want you to say Joe the Web Girl again.
If Pork Chop should respond or not. Tweet
I
at
think
us.
It's funny. Yeah. I think we should talk about it tomorrow.
I
think
so too. Can I talk about what I want to do today? Look, that's God. The Uber surge. It's like, since it's so cold, it's like -11, -30.
Yeah, you'll
30.
Make some money
yeah.
today.
So no, can I so go? No one ride Uber.
What?
Take Lyft. Because their surges are never as bad.
Stop.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
You know, I saw that we actually should be ordering delivery today because it helps them. They make more money. The company like knows that it's super cold or bad weather, and they'll pay them extra to drive.
Exactly.
So it's actually good if you order your groceries today or order pizza or whatever.
And I fixed my car. Everything's so fast. I just got new tires.
Hey, if you want to die today.
What? I just got brand new Goodyear tires. Thank you so much to the guys.
Oh, Alex, did you hear he got Goodyear tires? Ooh.
Yeah.
God.
Wow.
You know what? I feel bad for people that are still listening to the show because it gets really crappy towards the end.
You're jealous.
Yeah, right.
Crappy.
It's all right. Hey, check everything out, though. It is cool. Alex brought up today. Thank you, genuinely. We have hit over 2 million listens on our podcast, which is pretty freaking awesome. I don't know why you guys like our show, but you certainly do, and that is very appreciated. So,
I know why. They love Joe the Web Girl.
All right, seriously, don't come in tomorrow. I don't ever want to hear those two things combined again. JoeAndAlexShow.com, though. That's where you can go and check out everything and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Tomorrow, we will have another chance for you to qualify for a fly away to the Grammys. We will have Ask Alex. And oh my God, the story we found that we could not get to today. This guy, he's married, but he also has a girlfriend.
This is so juicy.
But is it justifiable, though, before you say what a dog? Wait till you hear the whole story. That'll also be coming up tomorrow here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get out of here so Pork Chop can go make a bunch of money off of you because it's surging. What a great guy. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe. Why don't we say goodbye?
Bye. Bye.